at Leonard and Penny's.
Oh my God, I can't believe how big Hallie's getting.
Where's Howard?
He's changing Michael.
All done. Yo, fun fact, did you know baby boys can pee straight up?
He wipes his face.
Grown-up boys too.
Raj raises his hand.
Why would we high-five that?
So how are you guys?
Really good. Except for when we went grocery shopping, the checkout lady asked when I was due.
But you handled it well.
He mouths, she did not handle it well.
Well, if you guys need help, I'd be happy to come over.
Oh, thanks, but we're really trying to enjoy this family time before we both go back to work.
Okay, well, we all miss you.
You guys too.
Bye. Oh, boy. Seeing them all together like that has got my biological clock ticking like crazy.
I don't think men have.
I do.
Sheldon and Amy enter.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good news. We have saved the date cards.
Didn't go with my calligrapher. Interesting.
What is this picture?
Oh, it's an MRI of our brains, photoshopped to look like they're kissing.
Penny stares.
Is it too sexy?
It's too something.
Sheldon looks at the photo.
Guys, May 12th. That's exciting.
I know.
Do you guys have a location yet? Because you don't have a lot of time.
Hey, it took us 9 months to pick a date and a week to decide if brains can have lips on them. So get in the boat and row.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment. The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. In the nursery.
Michael's out.
So's Hallie.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
So is she.
Switch?
They each go to the other crib.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
So is she.
I just love him so much.
Me too. My heart feels like it's gonna explode. Of course, it's full of brisket, so it probably will. Oh, I didn't even know I was capable of loving someone so much.
Really, me? I'm just messing with you. I totally love them more than you.
I get that. I would take a bullet for them. But I would get seriously mutilated for you.
That's sweet. But you should know if you got seriously mutilated, I might dump you.
I'd be crazy not to. Even unmutilated, I'm no prize.
At home, Sheldon clears the dining table.
I'm really happy with our wedding date. The month squared equals the square of the sum of the members of the set of prime factors of the day. Isn't that romantic?
He hands Amy dishes.
Yes, it's like that Shakespeare sonnet, "Shall I compare thee to a day?" That's also a really weird math problem.
It's a shame you're joking. That'd be a lovely reading at our ceremony.
Well, we only have 2 months to find a venue, and I had a thought. What about the Athenaeum Club at Caltech?
Oh, Albert Einstein was a member there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and Albert Einstein was a member there.
It's close.
And Albert Einstein was a member there.
And Albert Einstein was a member there.
Now you sound like a woman who wants to get married.
So you're interested?
Oh, of course. Yeah, but that club's extremely exclusive. Leonard's been trying to get us in there for years, but no luck.
Well, that's odd. When I called, they said they'd be excited to give us a tour.
I suppose we can give it a look, and if it doesn't work out, I hear that there is a nearby Chinese restaurant that Einstein used to frequent.
He raises his eyebrows.
Or we pick a place we like and don't worry about Einstein.
Well, reality TV is right. Brides are crazy.
She scoffs. Raj sits in Howard's kitchen.
So how's it been, being home with two kids?
Oh, tiring, but super rewarding. Oh,
like Pilates, you got it.
Honestly, it's gonna be hard when we both go back to work. I've been thinking maybe it would be better if one of us decided to stay home.
I don't know. I was raised by servants, and look at me.
Howard stares.
I literally can't tell if you think that's good or bad.
Well, on one hand, they filled my tub with scented oils and brought me honeyed sweets. On the other hand, I spent my 20s incapable of talking to women. So, you know, pros and cons.
Here's my dilemma. I kind of want to stay home, but Bernadette is a way better parent than I am.
Wait, does Bernadette want to stay home?
I don't know. She's really invested in her career. She's doing great. I think it should be me.
Well, I admire you, Howard. It'd be hard for me to buck traditional gender roles like that.
Didn't you see Taylor Swift twice this month?
Yeah, because she's hot, not because she sings my truth.
A brunette woman, Kathleen, leads Amy and Sheldon through a dining area.
Did Albert Einstein ever sit in any of these chairs?
I think these are fairly new, but Stephen Hawking's eaten here a lot.
Yeah, but he brings his own chair.
Well, it seems kind of perfect. And it's close enough to your office so you can use the bathroom you like.
I put a sticker over the auto flush so it doesn't startle me.
Kathleen smiles.
Here's my card. Why don't you two talk it over and I will check to see if our soup spoons are deeper than they are wide.
She leaves. Amy shoots a look at Sheldon.
What? Too deep is a ladle, not a spoon.
She surveys the room.
I really like it.
Oh, I must admit I do as well. Look at how somber all the men in these portraits are. I feel like that sets a good tone for our wedding.
Amy squints across the room.
Is that Leonard?
Oh, no, no. These are all dead, accomplished scientists. Leonard will only ever be one of those things.
I mean, Leonard and Penny are right there.
She points at a table.
But he told me he checked on our membership just last week, and we were still 400th in line.
I'm sure there's an innocent explanation that won't ruin my day at all.
They approach the table.
Leonard?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
How did you get in here?
What do you mean? Leonard's a member.
You told me it was incredibly exclusive.
Yeah, look, about that, I lied.
Hey, wait, you told me it was exclusive, too.
Mm-hmm. I avoided him and impressed you all with the same lie.
Damn, Hofstetter, didn't think you had it in you.
Leonard smiles.
Well, I'm not sure I know how I feel about this place now.
Then don't turn around.
Koopa!
He turns to find Barry. Howard enters the kitchen.
Oh, good. You're here. There's something I want to talk to you about.
We're not putting a TV in the bathroom. That's how you get hemorrhoids.
No, this is important. I was thinking maybe one of us should stay home full time with the kids.
Oh, great. So I have to give up my job and everything I worked for?
Actually, I was thinking I should stay home.
Oh, so I have to abandon my children and go back to work while you get to stay home and bond with them?
You just said you didn't want to.
No, I don't want to have to. But if I want to, I should get to.
Do you want to?
Maybe I do.
What if I also want to?
Well, I don't know. We can't both stay home.
Don't you think you should go back to work because you make more money?
Don't you think you should make more money?
I think it's pretty sexist of you to say a dad can't stay home with his children.
You know what else is sexist? The phrase, suck it. Yet here we are.
Amy and Sheldon climb the apartment building stairs.
I can't believe Leonard lied to me. What are we going to find out next? That he's not really lactose intolerant? Huh? He's just friends with an invisible trumpet player?
They approach their front door.
I know you're upset, but if we want to book the Athenaeum, we really should do it now. And then I promise we'll have our whole lives to complain about Leonard.
Aw, somebody got a head start on her vows.
So do we agree? Do we want to get married there?
I don't know. I mean, Einstein was a member. I like that. No, but Leonard's a member, and that really steams my clams.
Oh, I love it when you're folksy. I'm just going to call.
On the other hand, shaming Leonard during our wedding at the very place he betrayed me does have a beautiful symmetry to it.
That's nice. It'll be your first petty act as a married man.
She makes a call.
Oh, hi, Kathleen. Yeah, this is Amy from earlier. I'd like to go ahead and reserve May 12th.
Although it is our wedding, maybe it shouldn't be all about revenge.
Oh, I see. Okay, thanks.
She hangs up with a sad look.
Someone booked our date.
What? Who?
Well, well, well. This is a pickle.
Yes, so if you will just move your birthday party to a different location, everything will be fine.
It's tricky. I don't want to move my party, but I also don't want to help you. Oh, wait, I don't have a problem.
Barry works.
No, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Pulls a double stroller.
Morning.
Hey, where you been?
Oh, nowhere special. Just the park, the farmer's market. Then we hopped on the Gold Line to Chinatown because it's important for the kids to experience other cultures. What have you been doing?
It's 8 a.m. sleeping.
Oh, so are the kids. I guess they take after you.
You're just trying to prove that you do a better job than me.
You're pretty sharp having just woken up.
Howard, we both know you can't keep up this pace. By this afternoon, you're going to be passed out on the couch, and I'm going to have three exhausted babies to deal with.
Not true. I got this. In fact, why don't you take the day off?
Fine. Maybe I'll have lunch with Penny.
Take your time. Get a massage. You deserve it after all the sleep you've been getting.
At Sheldon and Amy's.
Maybe Barry will change his mind.
Oh, I doubt it. I said some pretty unprofessional things about his work. I may have even used the S word.
She gives a serious look.
Subpar?
I'm not proud of it, Amy, but I have a temper. I suppose we could pick a different date.
Well, it took you 9 months to choose that one. I'll pick a different husband first.
He shoots her a look. Leonard enters.
Hey, I wanted to apologize about the Athenaeum.
Why did you lie to me?
I don't know. It just seemed funny at first, and then the longer it went on, funnier it got. So yeah, I guess that's why.
That's not much of an apology.
Yeah, because he's not really sorry. Obviously, he wanted a place to go where I wouldn't be. And apparently, all of outside wasn't enough for him.
Come on, I do feel bad.
Why? Did your best friend hurt your feelings?
What, Sheldon?
Look, I only have time to deal with one jerk right now, and that's Barry Kripke.
What?
He has the Athenaeum booked for our wedding date, and he won't give it up.
Yeah, so if you could just please leave before I get angry and say something I will regret about your face, your height, your personal hygiene, or the fact that your science, while serviceable, lacks panache.
It's actually one of the nicest things you've ever said about my work.
And now I regret it. Goodbye.
Sheldon shuts the door on him. At Bernadette's office.
Hey, there you are.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop in and see my office before we went to lunch.
Just a few more weeks to be back full time, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that wasn't a happy yeah. That was a, hey, Leonard, do you want to go to the gym, yeah?
I've just been thinking that maybe I'd rather stay home with the kids and be a mom.
Wow, that's big.
I know.
A young man enters.
Dr. Rostenkowski, I'm sorry I didn't know you were back.
Oh, I'm not. I just came to meet Penny for lunch.
Is there anything I can get you? Coffee, water?
No, I think we're
coffee
just gonna...
Coffee sounds good.
Cold brew, almond milk?
Perfect.
Nothing for me.
He leaves.
It's weird. I've been away so long, I don't miss any of this.
She presses her intercom.
Sorry to bother you. Dr. Lee heard you were here and had a quick question.
Yep, fine, put him on.
She picks up the phone.
Gerald, what's going on? Hope you're not screwing up my research. Calling from a bike ride because you're backpedaling hard. All right, fine. Email it over. I'll take a look.
She hangs up and sits at her computer.
Oh, sorry. Where were we?
Love your kids. Don't miss your job.
Hey. There's nothing in the world like holding your sleeping baby, knowing you make him feel safe, and then, oh, good, you got the little cookies I like.
The assistant leaves.
I wouldn't mind a cookie, and he's gone.
In his lab, Barry wears a hazmat suit and scrubs a large barrel. In the other room, Leonard looks through a window at him.
Hey, Kripke. Hello, Hofstadter. Why are you cleaning that out yourself? Don't you have grad students?
Come on. I can't make my grad students do every dirty job. Or so I've been told in writing by the head of human resources.
Fair enough. So, look, I'm here to ask you to give Sheldon and Amy the Athenaeum for their wedding.
Why would I do that?
Because deep down, Barry, you're a really good guy.
But am I?
Fine, what's it gonna take?
Later, Leonard wears the hazmat suit and scrubs the barrel. Sheldon approaches.
Barry, I have come to ask one more... Leonard? Why are you doing that?
Because deep down, Barry is not a good guy.
He's making you clean out barrels of irradiated grease?
Yeah. I made a deal with him to get you the Athenaeum for your wedding.
Why would you do that?
Because I was a jerk for lying to you before, and besides, you're my best friend. I want you to have the wedding of your dreams.
On Mars?
Okay, I want Amy to have the wedding of her dreams.
Well, thank you, but I don't want you to do this.
Well, it's okay.
Well, no, it's not. We're not going to let Barry win.
Well, what are we going to do?
We have a combined IQ of 360. Yeah, perhaps more if that radiation gave you a super brain.
Yeah, you're right. If we work together, we could totally outsmart Barry Kripke.
Later, they both scrub barrels. Sheldon regards his dirty gloves.
Leonard, my nose itches. What do I do?
Raj works in Howard's kitchen.
Boy, I really passed out hard.
Ah, tell me about it. The kids could have screamed bloody murder and you wouldn't have woken up. Which I know because they did.
I'm sorry. Why did I think I could do this on my own?
Hey, don't beat yourself up. Parenting is hard. Like, I've seen and smelled things today that I cannot unsee or unsmell.
Thanks for covering for me.
No, I mean, he only drinks milk. Like, where are the colors coming from?
What time is it?
It's almost 6.
Okay. Bernadette's gonna be home soon. We gotta divide and conquer. I'll make dinner. You watch the kids.
Kids are asleep.
Great, then you make dinner.
Sheldon arrives home with Leonard.
Hey, good news, Amy. We got the Athenaeum.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing! How'd you get Barry to change his mind?
Well, I couldn't have done it without Leonard. Well, you should have seen us in there. We were like Batman and Robin.
Why do I have to be Robin?
If you have to ask, you're Robin.
What happened?
Well, we scrubbed out some barrels of irradiated grease, rinsed off in the safety shower, and then told Barry Kripke what is what.
And he just gave in?
Well, we agreed to invite him to the wedding.
Okay, no problem.
And he gets to bring a date.
Yeah. Well, that's reasonable.
Yeah, and if she charges by the hour, we have to cover it.
What else did you agree to?
Well, you know how Barry has the voice of an angel?
He is not singing at our wedding.
He only wants to sing Volare.
Oh, Volare! That's what he was saying, but I did not get that.
Guys, I appreciate everything you did, but we can find another location that's just as good. Maybe the Japanese garden or the planetarium.
Oh, the planetarium! I hadn't thought about that. That's even better.
Wait, what? I scrubbed sludge for you. I may be slightly radioactive.
Oh, you're exaggerating. Don't let him touch the silverware.
Amy nods. In Howard's kitchen.
Why is Raj asleep on our couch? Oh,
I needed some help, so he came by, played with the kids, read them some stories, put them down for their nap, and made dinner.
What'd you do?
Ate dinner. Hey, look, I don't think I'm cut out to be a stay-at-home dad. And since you want to, you should stay home.
I do definitely want to, but I know how much this means to you, and it was just one day, so don't give up.
He sits next to her.
You don't want to stay home either, do you?
When I went by the office, they gave me coffee and cookies and no one peed on me. I miss that so much.
I love the kids, but I also love my job and sleep.
I know, I took a 2-hour nap on the couch in my office.
I took a 3-hour nap on the floor in the living room.
How do you feel now?
Honestly, still tired.
Me too.
I love you.
I love you too. And we'll figure this all out.
Yeah.
They kiss.
Everyone's asleep. You wanna head upstairs and, you know.
She pushes away her plate.
Let's just do it right here.
Oh, I like the way you think.
They rest their heads on the table. Executive producer Chuck Lorre.